This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you. And yours. I'm Doug Steffen here with my right. Are you my right hand or my left hand, Jay? Which would you run? You want to be both left hand, right hand?
Yeah, let's depend on the day. I'll take the feet, too.
Okay.
I'll just be everywhere.
Okay, good for you. She has lots of skills, and that's good. Very important to have skills. Think about your skill and what you get paid. I hear a lot of people complain, I'm only making $30 an hour, and he's making $40 an hour. Well, the reason for that usually is because that person who's making $40 an hour is skilled at something than you are at $30 an hour. For example, if you drive a bus, I don't know what the average, what's the pay for driving a bus these days? Probably 20 bucks an hour, somewhere in there. 20, 25, depends on whether it's a union job.
I wonder if it's locational too, because cost of living in different markets.
Yes, I think that's probably true. But let's say that's not a skilled job. You have to be a good driver, and you have to be able to, it depends on whether you're driving school children or you're driving a city bus or whatever it is. But it doesn't require as much skill, let's say, as a welder. If you're a welder, you're making 40, maybe 45 bucks an hour, at least in my neck of the woods you are. Plumbers are making $30, $35 an hour, or plumbing assistants. The people who are highly skilled as a mechanic, as, let's say, a welder, which is a subset, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, of being a mechanic. It's used for other things. But someone who's a craft person is going to make 45, 50 bucks an hour. It's 50 is the edge of the height of, where it goes, at least in my neck of the woods. But the people, the reason I'm bringing this up is because if you're, let's say you're having a conversation with a couple of people and they may have the same complaint, I'm making only $30 an hour. Well, if you want to make more money, then train yourself or get yourself into a program where you might be an apprentice, or you might then, there are some computer skills that pay 200 bucks an hour. How about that? Who wants to make you want to make $30 an hour? That's good if you're making 15 right now. Mm-hmm. But if you're making $30 an hour and you want to make 200, are you taking the time to learn and not complain because it's not somebody, the boss can only pay you what he or she can pay you based on what the job is worth to them, based on what they're getting paid. So if you want to do something different, if you want to be like an excavator, a guy that runs a bulldozer, an excavator, or something like that, that's again that's a $45 or $50 an hour job around here, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of people
there. It's a business where there's a huge need. I was watching something that there was this woman who opened a laundromat.
Uh-huh.
And then with the money of that she earned from that laundromat, opened a second laundromat, and then had three laundromats. And then when everything shut down with the pandemic, well, laundromats were still open. People had to do their laundry.
Yeah.
And she was like, and as long as you keep all of the equipment up to date, have the best technology, the newest technology for the washers, people are willing to pay more to come to your laundromat for a faster wash and dry than to go somewhere else. And it's one of those, what do they call it, a recession-proof business that people wouldn't think to get into.
Yep, right, exactly. I think that's one of the things we ought to keep in mind. Speaking about businesses and making money and stuff, I've been watching, this is something that is, I'm stumbling over this because I threw a couple of bucks at it, and now what I threw at it is worthless. And that's the situation with anybody who's thrown much money into crypto. Because at the moment, crypto is not exactly the strongest place to put your money. One of the problems is this fellow who was a Bitcoin evangelist. His name is Sam Bankman-Fried. Have you heard about him? He made billions of dollars. He's a young guy. I think he's about 30, 32 maybe, if he's that much.
He's a crypto billionaire.
Yeah. He made a lot of money. And a lot of people didn't like it that he was making a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are happy that his whole empire fell apart. He was known as the king of crypto. So why was that? Because he was able to figure out how to structurally manipulate things. I don't even know. He doesn't even look like he's 32. I don't know. But anyway, he filed for bankruptcy last week because there's a company called FTX. This is kind of complicated. Maybe I get into the weeds too much. But I find it, maybe the reason I'm bringing it up is because I find it very interesting to see the focus from the banks and the big money guys on Wall Street doing a na-na-na-na-na because they didn't want to see the crypto people making a lot of money. They want to make all the money themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of negative Bitcoin info, and also there's been a lot of the corrupt political process is trying to regulate the Bitcoin people out of business, because the more important people with the money that are supporting folks in Congress and in the Senate are the banks, Chase Bank, Wells Fargo, you know, all the big guys. And they've dabbled in, you know, if they were honest, they'd tell you they dabbled in crypto to try to make sure that they were staying ahead of the curve. But make no mistake about it, they're not unhappy that this guy went bankrupt and that crypto seems to be in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. So, well, when you have Bill Gates, who is a genius in technology, even saying, do not get into crypto. This is a fast fad, and it is not going to last.
Yep, right. And I think one of the reasons is because people don't understand it. I honestly don't understand how this works. How can you buy things with something that you can't really have? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin. Do you have change in your pocket that's Bitcoin? You actually have the coin. The answer is no, as far as I can see. It's just paper. It's computer stuff pushing some idea, and it just,
it's power generated. You have these places that are trying to mine all this Bitcoin and setting up these really not great powerhouses for it, and then using all this additional energy, stealing electricity for people who aren't really like kind of pirating it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole hot mess.
It is a whole hot mess. You're right. I don't claim to really understand it, but it's an interesting reality. Here's something I do understand. The population of the world is going to reach 8 billion people this week. Wow. How in the world are we going to handle 8 billion people on this planet? The UN says the world's population, there's actually a countdown set on the UN website to mark the occasion later in the week. They say it's an occasion to celebrate diversity. I say it's an occasion to start looking around and seeing the mess that the world is in and taking responsibility for zipping your pants up, much as anything else. In some of these countries where the people in India, average family is 8. In Israel, if you're depending on what your brand of Judaism is, if you're a Hasidic, you know, keep pounding them out. 8, 10 kids, that's great. No, it's not. And so what happens if you move? And then these countries that are leading the population, even though China is the most populous country right now, they have strict rules on reproduction. It's a communist country. They can tell you what to do or what not to do. And the Indians don't. So India is going to have more people than China in a land mass that's about half as much as China has in the next couple of years. Very dangerous. And then you look at some of the other countries that will have huge population growth for the next 20 years or so. The Congo, Egypt, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Pakistan, the Philippines. This is craziness. There is no way that this planet is going to be able to support all these people. It's just not there. The food's not there. The water's not there. The government to control and try to, you know, keep order, that's not there. It's not there. So these sub-Saharan countries for the most part, that have zero income. I mean, you look at people, half the people in these countries don't have any way of making a living. And so it's not sustainable. All of these people who say, oh, this is great, these people are going to come of age. You're crazy. You're nuts if you think that this is good. There's nothing.
Food insecurity already happening, even in well-developed countries.
Like ours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We have too many people here. There's too many people in America to run the country efficiently, effectively, and well. That's why one of the reasons there's so much chaos is because there's too many people going in too many different directions. Excuse me, what did you start to say?
Yeah, no, that is so true. No, yeah. I just saw an update that the 8 billionth baby has been born in the Philippines.
Ah, great.
3 hours ago.
Nah, it's not great. I'm being very sarcastic and cynical. This is not a good thing. Something we all need to be thinking about a little bit. And in your own reproductive way, what's the responsible? I always thought that I think it's less than 2 keeps zero population growth. I think it's but like 1.6. How do you do that? Well, some people have one child. For example, I guess I'll use my own family. My daughter could only have one child. So she has her son, and that's as much as she can do. That's it. My son has a son now, and he and his wife decided they want to maybe down the road in a few years try for another and hope that it's a girl. And that's it. So between my two children, I'm not saying, oh, Doug, there he is, the great guy. No, I'm just saying, as an example, that's how it works. And you need to be thinking about these things. And if you're not thinking about them, how many unwanted pregnancies are there? That's if we go back to the whole business about Roe v. Wade and reproductive freedom and all of that stuff. With freedom is responsibility. And so there is this element of responsibility, and these countries have none, no responsibility whatsoever. Craziness. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Christy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It's 23 after the hour now. Time for us to focus in on social media. What's trending? Including two very important, participants in being public. They're two public, yes. They're two public.
Entertainment.
Yes. Garth Brooks has announced his Las Vegas residency. He's done with his stadium tour. So now he's going to headline in Las Vegas, the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, the place for that. Here's Garth. Most recognizable country singer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So next May, he's going to launch Garth Brooks Plus One, which is a series of shows that will be different every single night, varying band members.
Really cool.
Yeah, it will. 27 dates will be, next year. So each one of them will net him about $1 million. Not a bad deal, right?
Yeah. And it seems like each show will be unique because his whole band will be there, but they'll be sitting in the audience. And anytime he wants maybe percussion or maybe he wants a fiddle or something, he'll bring them up. And, of course, you know his wife, Miss Trisha Yearwood, is going to be making some of the guest appearances as well.
Yeah, I like her. I like the two of them together, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think they really, they're cute.
Sweet.
They're warm. They're sweet. They're loving. Yep. It's a good thing. He's got a great life. What is the old expression? Happy wife, happy life. And that seems to be his his thing. So there's got to be some TV specials and stuff out of this, I would think, as well. He's been all over the world. See, that's the thing that grabs me. How popular country music is in the rest of the world. We think it's so uniquely American, and it is, kind of. But it's gaining a lot of Europeans just love country music. Very interesting to see how that works. So now these people at Ticketmaster, I was about to use a word to describe Ticketmaster that isn't flattering, but I edited myself before I said it. But anyway, who anointed them? How did they get control? Did they just buy up all the other ticket agencies? You can't buy a ticket.
I have no idea, but I had an issue the other month with them, so I'm not a
terrible
fan either.
Yeah, they're terrible. It's like dealing with Verizon, for God's sakes. Never have satisfaction. And it's just another example of a company getting too big for its britches, taking over everything. And if you don't like it, you can lump it. Hit the road, Jack. You don't like our policies. That's basically it.
It's weird. I bought two tickets to a show in Cleveland, and they sent me three tickets to a different show in Nashville.
Ah!
How does that even happen?
Yeah, because they're too big. It's like the population of the world. Too big to control. They're too big for their britches. That's why, again, using whether you use that as an example or you use any number of outfits that have just gotten too big, you can't control. They have no service. It's just, anyway. So, but I don't want to take away from the Garth Brooks announcement. Get off on my thing about Ticketmaster. That's what, one of the reasons I don't go to a lot of these shows. Because I don't want to deal with them. If the place doesn't have a box office of its own, I don't go.
Or don't. Access. Access is a good one to use. I like them.
Yeah. But do they have access to the same shows that Ticketmaster does? Mm-hmm. Doesn't Ticketmaster try to keep everybody away from, you know, they don't want people to compete with them, so don't they wrap up? They'll tell guys like Brooks, okay, we'll give you X percentage if you don't give the, we'll give you more if you don't use another ticket outlet to sell your tickets. That's how it works. And so you and I are jazzed and jobbed around by these people, and they're creeps, frankly. They're really bad business people. All right, so there we've got the Garth Brooks story and then some here at 28 after the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You know what the reference is to getting it while it's hot, right, Jay?
Get it while it's good.
Yeah, good and hot, right. Get your turkey and gravy as we begin to celebrate Thanksgiving, which is a week from Thursday. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me to celebrate the good news, the nice news. I don't know how nice it is. I guess it depends on your point of view. A lot of people get very exciting when it gets cold and it snows.
And it's so gray and everything. It's awesome.
Terrible. No.
My favorite time of year.
All right. Yeah. It's a good thing. Well, the essence of good depends on your definition, I guess, and that depends on whether you like snow or not. I don't. This is the first week of a little snow here and there, and some places a little more than a little. Out in the Rockies, for example, they've had Denver's had snow, and I think they had some up in Utah. But most of the northern part of the country this week gets a little dusting one way or another. It's time to prepare for winter. That's it. There are a lot of people who don't know how to drive in the snow, and there should be a driver's license. That, you know how you have if you have to wear glasses, they put a particular code on your license that says, okay, you have to wear glasses after dark or whatever it is. That same thing should be done for people who don't know how to drive in the wintertime.
Well, with and most technology, of the, that should be part of a test. Have an actual driving simulation where you get
what
into
do you do?
Different kinds of weather.
Brilliant.
Rainy or icy.
Yeah.
Can you, like with the black ice, where you really can't see and you just have to assume where it is. If you hydroplane or you slide on ice, do not hit the brake.
No. And don't steer into, steer out of wherever you're sliding. I was telling a story off the air a little while ago to James, who's in the control room in our main studio down in Dallas, and to Jay about a fellow I was loading a tractor onto a truck last night, and I was parked, you know, I can't go off the road all the way in order to get the tractor onto the truck. So I'm loading the tractor. This guy comes barreling down the street. He's doing, this is a narrow country road, speed limit is 25. He's doing 50 or 60 anyway, and he's blowing his horn, and I put my hands up. I didn't give him the finger. I just put my hands up as I stood on the back of the trailer. And he blew his horn, and he screeches down the end of the street and screeches around the corner. And you can hear him just in his immaturity basically thinking he's giving me an up yours by driving fast and skidding out. Well, turns out he wasn't a particularly smart driver, and he lost control of his truck. It was raining. And smashed into a tree and destroyed his pickup truck bed. Did I feel badly? Nah, he wasn't hurt, but he got what he deserved.
Did you audibly go, ha?
No. I actually went over to see if he was all right. And then
After you went, ha.
I think I did ha on the way back to the truck, as a matter of fact. Anyway, but the point is that if you don't, especially driving something like a pickup truck that's top heavy in the front, the rear end, unless you have a four-wheel drive pickup truck, you're probably not going to do well at all when the weather or the roads are slick, because there's no weight in the back of the truck. It's just a pickup truck body, which weighs maybe 800-900, depending on the size of the truck, 1,000 pounds at the most. And then you have the rear end and the tires and the mechanism, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So you're very light on the rear end. And so that's where, if you only have a two-wheel drive pickup truck, and often with the cars that are being built today, because they're so light, because we have to be aerodynamically focused on not using a lot of energy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I'm not sure that building cars like that is safe for the people who drive them. I'm just saying. Look at the accidents that happen around you. The cars are all plastic now, and they just break and crumble. Whereas in the old days, when you had a steel bumper, that was covered with chrome.
Protection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. That's why I drive a big car and a big truck, because I don't trust and I don't like driving small cars. I don't think there's a safety net around you. And the safety net needs to be focused on you being a defensive driver. And you can't tell who's going to be, you know, you may have some nut bird around you like the guy I just described. You can't control them or what they're doing. Best thing you can do is protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do that with those little
in front of you. You're in control of your own vehicle. You cannot control what another driver does in their vehicle.
But I'm a firm believer, if you can't control your vehicle at all times, you're not a good driver. In all circumstances, you're in charge, as you just aptly put it, of your car. And you're in charge of you. So, anyway, I guess I'm talking about winterizing your driving.
But also know what you are driving, not even just how to drive, which is very important. But know what you're driving. Some people can not drive bigger cars. Some of them, they have those issues where if they need to make a left-hand turn or they need to make a right-hand turn, and they go, if they're making a left-hand turn and they kind of go right before they make that left-hand turn because they feel like they have to swoop in or whatever, your car might be too big. Or I see this with Jeep Wranglers all the time. It doesn't even matter what the weather is. It could be a perfect day, and they take a turn really hot and really sharp, and it's like, do you not realize that your vehicle is top heavy? You are going to roll over.
Roll over. Good for you, Jay. That's right. Most of the rollovers you see on the road in terms of cars are Jeeps, because they are top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to drive, you shouldn't be driving them, period. End of story. All right, so anyway, the other thing, beside the weather, there is winter darkness that we have to deal with. I have all of my life, and I've admitted this before in the air, I become very depressed, not so much the last few years of my life, but when you get into deep fall, and my birthday is the first part of November, and I was another year older, and I didn't like getting older at the time. And then you go into the dark weather months. It's like everything's against you, in a manner of speaking. It gets dark at 4 o'clock with this silly daylight savings time, and then it gets cold, and you can't do anything, you can't move. It just, yeah.
You're saying all the right things to me.
Yeah.
but that's a real thing. Seasonal, what is it?
It is.
Seasonal
adjusted disorder. It's a sad. Yeah, yeah, right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's real. Right. A lot of people deal with it, and it is a big struggle.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it, frankly. Not a fan at all. All right, let's see here. The United Airlines flight attendant yesterday was sent to a hospital. She got into a fight with an unruly passenger. How much more of this stuff goes on? Mm-hmm. The flight attendant had to go to a hospital in Chicago because of this incident on the plane. You just have to wonder what it is. And more, they're going to get more and more serious. The airline's not going to put up with this stuff. They're going to make sure that you get arrested. So this was a flight from San Francisco to Chicago. And it was a big enough plane so people could get around. It was a 777. There's a lot of video that's been shared by passengers in the past 24 hours. This woman holding a child appears standing in the aisle screaming at the flight attendant. They heard a couple of the attendants telling the passenger that the plane is landing. She had to take her seat. The passenger pushes herself into a flight attendant, blocking the aisle.
The child?
Yeah. Tells the attendant to blank off. And she says, I'm not sitting next to that guy. Smells of alcohol. Had too much to drink. Then the woman says to the flight attendant, I will kill you. And this is on. So then there are a couple of flight attendants running down the aisle. This is why the plane's landing. And you can see online, some of the stuff has been posted. These people are nuts. And so that woman will never be allowed to fly again. She'll be on everybody's no-fly list. And for good reason.
Well, yeah, and people like this should be on no-fly list.
Absolutely. Yep. I don't want them on my plane. Not interested at all. Okay, so here we have Jeff Bezos, who's not, for all practical intents and purposes, not America's favorite guy. And so he's doing something, though. He's been living with this woman, Lauren Sanchez, who used to be a Fox reporter, I think. Wasn't that where she came from? That's where she became well-known?
That sounds about right, yeah.
I think she is. Anyway, so they're partners, and he's got $124 billion. He had $140 billion. Listen, this is an interesting stat in and of itself. He had $140 billion. He got divorced. $70 billion went to his ex-wife. She's been doing a nice job of giving it away. But you can't give it away fast enough. If you haven't invested in anything decent, it's going to continue to grow. So it's not like these people, when they say they're giving away their fortune, and that's what Jeff Bezos is saying, they're giving away what they have now in pieces. But unless you give it all away today, it's going to keep growing because that's what it does. So I'm going to give away my money.
He's not giving away all of his fortune. He's just giving away.
He's not.
$124 billion is still a fortune, even though he has so much more that will be coming in.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
see him taking a page out of his ex-wife's book.
Yeah, I think that's maybe, who knows why he's doing it. They agreed to do what has been done by a lot of other people. That's what Warren Buffett says he's doing. I think that Gates said he was doing the same thing. By the time he's dead, all of his money will be, well, he gives, you give enough to people. Let's say you've got children and you give them $1 billion apiece. That's not such a bad deal. And if you're smart, it'll keep growing. Because that's what money does. So anyway, Bezos says he's giving 8% of the net worth, which is 10 billion to the Bezos Earth Fund. But again, he's over 10 years. So, you know, it's good. It's helpful, but he's not giving it all away. He's giving away what he has now in pieces so as to make sure that he still has as much as he has. Does that make sense? You get what I'm saying?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's the Jeff Bezos story. Other people in the news, Princess Anne and Prince Edward are going to become stand-ins for the king. There's a new announcement. And did you see Meghan Markle says, maybe I want my title after all. did you see that?
Huh? I missed that one.
No. Check it out. Google that story. She said, I think over the weekend, there was some kerfluffle about something, and she was being interviewed, and she was asked about giving up her title. And she said, well, maybe I did that in too much haste.
Duchess of Sussex title?
Yeah. She wants it back
again. I thought they get to keep that because that was a gift from the queen on their wedding, that's one that can't be removed.
No, there's another one, then. There's another title that she has that now she wants back, or they had and they gave it up. But, you know, because Prince Andrew and Prince Harry are no longer available as working royals, the king is increasing the number of royals who stand in for him on official business.
Mm-hmm.
And Princess Anne and Prince Edward are the latest in that list.
Well, yeah, because no Andrew, no Harry.
No.
And then the Prince of Wales is going to be off doing business elsewhere, so he won't always be available.
Right. So there you go. Mary, but I thought the Markle thing was the best. I want my title back. 48 past the hour.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Delicious time. Yes. Where'd that come from? I haven't the slightest idea. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to help us with Good Day Health. The amazing information that he comes up with and passes along every week is very, very important for a lot of people to understand. If you're into, not necessarily even if you're into alternative thinking about medicine, but if you're a thinker, there's a practicality thing here with Jack. And I thought I would ask you to talk about pomegranates, because I know you like to talk about some of this secondary, what is good food. There's a very important cancer breakthrough. Apparently, pomegranates can significantly fuel tumor-fighting immune cells, according to this new study. Did you see this study on pomegranates?
No, I haven't, but I'm well aware of a lot of the power of the pomegranate, especially one of the good things about pomegranate, like other types of fruit, where the seeds are completely contained inside the shell of the fruit, as opposed to, say, a strawberry, mm-hmm. where the seeds are on the outside, is that they're protected. They're protected from a lot of the stuff that's involved with commercial types of farming, in the sense of sprays and pesticides and herbicides.
Can we stop there for just a second? We talk about cancer and what causes cancer, the business, we got into a discussion on the Good Day program about the reason that people, there was a recall of some kind of a nut, and it wasn't a peanut, but I explained to the audience one of the reasons that people, now it seems in our generation, the last few generations, have become allergic to this stuff, isn't because there's something different about the peanut or whatever the nut is, it's because it's being sprayed with this gunk that comes from Monsanto, and that's what people are allergic to. If you are gluten intolerant, you're not really intolerant to the wheat, Jack, right? You're intolerant to the stuff that the commercial farmers and growers are putting on it.
Well, you may have a little leaky gut that allows that wheat protein through that can cause problems.
So
but you're
problem,
absolutely
yeah.
correct that the major problem is what this stuff has been sprayed with.
Mm-hmm. So
and there's such there's such a low level of regulation in the sense of what the EPA says is right. a safe administration of this stuff. When there's other laboratories that say, who are you kidding? Mm-hmm. This is way beyond toxic levels for human consumption.
And that's
but
why
it's the EPA that rules.
Right. So you tie the focus on pomegranates and other things that would help fight tumors. You wouldn't need them if we didn't have so many tumors. But now there's an epidemic of colon cancer, for example, because of the stuff that goes into our system and stays there. They don't flush out. That causes the cancers. And that's why everybody says, now go get your cancer colonoscopy?
Colorectal. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Well, you know, there was a time, like back when our great grandparents were alive at our age, when the only thing their bodies had to deal with was what was coming out of the earth in the sense of what Mother Nature made for our sustenance. Today, this stuff is so overly processed, and I know you hit this all the time on the Farmer Show.
Yep.
But your body has transport mechanisms inside of it to clean itself out. The cells have it, tissues have it, organs have it, your lymph has it. But when you start putting stuff in there that the body looks at this and says, you know, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this stuff?
Yeah.
It ends up storing it. Because it doesn't have the transport mechanism to get rid of it. And when it stores enough of this stuff, it absolutely is carcinogenic, and that's where a lot of the bowel cancer comes from.
A lot of conversation about things like this on the Good Day Health podcast with Jack most recently. And by the way, his Forbidden Doctor website and the podcast that's there also worth your time. One of the things that was in one of the recent episodes on Jack's podcast or the Good Day Health podcast was a focus on 13% of the world being so fat. But yet 30 to 40% of Americans are fat. Why is that? And what do you have to watch out for as we go into the holiday season? Take control of your cravings. That's something. And you've talked about Gymnema. Because it's good for sugar, right? So get that info. All Good Day Health Show podcasts available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dr. Jack here at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.